Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Yeah, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 112. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What colour is your Ferrari? Well, I actually wouldn't thank you for one. If I was given one for nothing, I would definitely sell it. Because I just couldn't justify giving them the amount of money that it would take to keep that kind of a car on the road. I just couldn't give them the road tax involved. I couldn't shell out the maintenance costs, the cost of the tires, the cost of the insurance. I just couldn't give it to them. I wouldn't be able to give it to them. There's a lot to be said for driving a banger. Did you listen to the podcast I recorded? This will kind of make sense, more sense if you're just listening to this one. You haven't listened to the one that I did during the week about your car costing you your future. It mightn't make sense as to why I'm recording this one, but this one's leading on from that one. And there's a lot to be said about driving a banger. You don't have to worry about it. You don't get unnecessary attention. And maybe you love attention when you're driving around your car. I personally don't. My vehicle is a cocoon that I like to get lost in. And nobody, it's like privacy. No one's looking at me. I think if you're driving a car like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or Aston Martin or something, you're definitely going to get a lot of attention. Now, if that's not your thing, then you're probably in the wrong vehicle. If you're very protective over your vehicle, like if you're worried about people hitting it with a trolley or hitting the door, you know, those dents in your door that you get when you've parked at the shopping centre and someone parks too close and you come back from the shops and you see little dents and they can absolutely infuriate you. Well, the nice thing about driving a not so expensive car is they tend not to worry as much. There tend not to be as much of a worry about the risk of it getting robbed or being broken into. So there's a lot of benefits to not being so financially involved with an expensive and running an expensive motor. When you come to get a service or when you go to for a fill up and the price is cheap, you can have a little chuckle to yourself and go, you're not wasting money, and you can use that money for other things. I just wouldn't give them the money for running an expensive car in this country. I've driven a lot of different cars in the past, and I am currently driving a van, and I have noticed that other road users are so much nicer to me now driving a van. They let me pull out, they give me right away. It's so much different to when you're driving something that's a little bit flashier. People, from my experience, haven't been as nice, and they certainly wanted to cut me off, and they would begrudge giving me the right of way. And it's totally different now. So I mean, that's another thing that you'll encounter, the begrudgery of driving around something that's flash. I mean, there's a lot of jealousy out there to be driving something flash. You do risk people scratching your car. You do risk that kind of jealousy and begrudgery. And that's something, again, that you don't have to worry about when you're not stretching yourself to drive around a really expensive vehicle. You know, if it's a part of your goals and it's part of something that you really want, then you fire away. I would not begrudge anybody from driving around a luxurious motor. It just wouldn't be... for me to waste money on. If I wouldn't purchase something that I felt was taking away from my financial future. If it wasn't putting a dent in my financial future, then yeah, absolutely, if it's what you want. And keep in mind though as well, here's another thing that people don't talk about. When you come to the stage that you can afford the type of very flash sports car that you want, you've tended to hit middle age where they're not even comfortable to drive. Your back is sore, your hips are sore, and it's not even realistic. So you could have been chasing a false fantasy your whole life. Beware of that one. Sorry if I've shattered any dreams. I mean, maybe buy a big expensive SUV instead. I mean, or just get yourself a jet or something. If that's the route you want to go. I don't want to be a party pooper and tell you that you can't have what you want. By all means, strive for what you want, but don't neglect your future financial independence by wasting money on something that's a massive liability in your life right now. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.